Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Period poverty is a huge problem in South Africa. So there are up to 7 million girls in South Africa, and that is only girls between the age of 13 and 19 that don't have access to sanitary pads because they can't either buy them. They just do not have funds to buy them, or they can't get to the stores. You think how much they're paying per taxi ride to get to a shop to buy pads? They just can't afford it. So they are not going to school when they menstruate because they don't have sanitary pads. So it is a huge problem.
What does this say about government intervention in terms of making sure that every girl has access to sanitary pads?
Well, the government don't assist, so there's no intervention with them. We've tried very hard to get help from all different departments, gender, from health, from education, and they're just not willing to assist. So these girls are missing school up to a term a year. I mean, it's crazy. And then they're meant to be able to succeed and get the education. And they're definitely compromised because they're women. I mean, they're missing school where boys aren't.
Research has confirmed the various negative effects of poor menstrual health. But from your expertise, from your interactions with these girls, what are the effects that poor menstrual health have on young girls?
To start, they use such terrible things to, you know, assist with the flow of the blood. So they use sand, they put sand in packets of leaves. They use bark, they use old cloth, they use corn cobs. I mean, that gives them infections. It's just really unhealthy for the body. So, yeah, it's the impact on them is huge with the negative effect they have of not being able to have access to a healthy means to control the flow.
What is then needed, Sue, to ensure that every girl has access to sanitary pads and is able to attend school regularly because of this access?
Well, I designed the washable sanitary pad about 12 years ago now to assist girls so that once you give them a pack, they last for up to 5 years. So every girl can, if she gets one in her grade 8 year, she'll have sanitary pads for her whole high school career, which means she wouldn't have to miss a day of school. So if each girl could have access to that, but not only do they need them in high school, they also need them in primary school because they also, they start to menstruate younger and younger now. Some girls as young as 9 are starting to menstruate. And then if they're missing school from primary school, it's the foundation, it's the building blocks of the education that they're missing. So yeah, it's a terrible knock-on effect.
The Department of Education used to roll out free sanitary pads in the province. Is that still being done or has that initiative ended?
It's not being done effectively at all. And the sanitary pads that they were giving were disposable sanitary pads, which is also like really such a waste because the girl uses it once and she throws it away. So it's really not a sustainable solution. And also the pads that they were giving the girls were like really just plastic, which was terrible, not good quality, not comfortable, not absorptive. And they were importing them from China. So they're really not assisting our country where we manufacture our pads in South Africa. We use South African products. So we're aiding South Africans upskilling with jobs as well as sorting out the problem of girls not having sanitary pads.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.